Ever wonder what it would feel like to triple your income while working fewer hours? Joey Korenman did exactly that with one simple word, yes. When offered a freelance gig with Converse, he nervously quoted $500 per day, a figure that seemed absurdly high compared to his staff salary. To his shock, the client agreed without hesitation. That two-week project paid more than his monthly salary, launching him into a career transformation that would eventually allow him to design his life around his values rather than an employer's needs. This revelation became the foundation of the Freelance Manifesto, a career escape plan for creative professionals seeking greater autonomy, higher income, and the freedom to do their best work. Unlike traditional career advice focused on climbing corporate ladders, this approach centers on building relationships and delivering exceptional value. The philosophy has transformed thousands of creative careers, with many reporting dramatic income increases and lifestyle improvements after implementing these strategies. It's about more than just making money. It's about reclaiming control over your creative life. The numbers don't lie. Freelance motion designers average $91,000 annually, with nearly half earning six figures, substantially more than comparable staff positions. When Korenman left his $38,000 a year job, $152 a day, his rate jumped to $500 a day freelancing for the same company doing identical work, effectively tripling his income. Freelancing also removes creative constraints. Staff designers are limited to their employer's projects, typically repeat clients that pay bills but rarely challenge creativity. With lower overhead, freelancers can balance lucrative corporate work with portfolio-building passion projects. The freedom to choose when and where you work is another advantage. The 9-to-5 schedule dates back to 1800s factory work, but creativity doesn't follow a fixed timetable. As a freelancer, you can align work with your natural creative rhythms and enjoy flexible scheduling, allowing off-peak travel, emptier beaches on weekdays, and shorter lines everywhere. It's like joining a secret society operating outside conventional time constraints. Despite the benefits, many creative professionals hesitate to freelance due to income uncertainty. This anxiety is natural but manageable with preparation. Remember, if you're good enough and you're doing the things in this book, you're going to get work. Tim Ferriss's fear-setting technique helps by examining worst-case scenarios and planning contingencies, which rarely prove as catastrophic as imagined. Contrary to myth, freelancers can't simply go surfing whenever they want. While freelancing offers flexibility, you might initially struggle to enjoy time off due to income concerns. Trust that satisfied clients will rehire you. Interestingly, work often appears right after booking a vacation. Rather than canceling, just inform clients about your unavailability. The greatest challenge for new freelancers is cash flow management. Unlike predictable paychecks, freelance income is irregular. With clients typically paying net 30 or longer, you might be owed significant money while facing immediate expenses. Proper financial planning reduces both the frequency and stress of these slow periods. Staff positions restrict you to a single career path with limited control over your work, time, and compensation. You're paid to occupy a seat without authority to align choices with personal goals, while freelancing offers multiple evolving paths. Most motion design jobs lack creative fulfillment. Ironically, clients with large budgets often demand more creative control, while resource-limited nonprofits sometimes yield better creative work because they can't afford micromanagement. This creates a cycle. You need portfolio-worthy work to attract better clients, but can't access these opportunities in staff positions. Freelancing breaks this cycle by balancing high-paying paying jobs with creatively fulfilling rainbow projects. Corporate work funds passion projects that enhance your portfolio, creating a virtuous cycle where better portfolio work attracts superior clients. With time as your most valuable asset, you can strategically adjust between pain and rainbow work based on current priorities, whether paying off a mortgage, funding a wedding, or focusing on travel and personal interests. The first phase of freelancing is simply making potential clients aware you exist. This means overcoming the discomfort of emailing strangers, a necessary step since 82.3% of producers and studio owners report difficulty finding freelance motion designers. You're not bothering them, you're providing a solution they need. Start locally, where response rates are better and you can make personal connections through shared knowledge. Target producers, executive producers, creative directors, and art directors at studios, agencies, and marketing companies in your area. This proactive approach beats reactive job board searching. When crafting outreach emails, focus on your subject line to ensure your email gets opened. Effective subject lines are concise, clearly state you're an available freelancer, and include friendly personalization. The email body should focus on making clients like you, as people hire those they connect with. Keep emails brief, 7 to 8 sentences maximum, and humble. Never attach resumes unless requested. In motion design, your work speaks for itself. Sandwich your pitch between friendly rapport building. Make your real link prominent and avoid endings that create expectations for the recipient. Once clients discover you, building trust becomes essential. This phase demonstrates your creative and business capabilities. Your portfolio website and showreel serve as your primary trust-building assets. Secure your own URL rather than using video sharing platforms. It's affordable and signals professionalism. When clients visit, they should immediately see your best work without navigating menus. Keep your reel concise, ideally 45-60 seconds. Even top animators maintain reels just over a minute, as brevity showcases your curation skills. Beyond technical ability, demonstrate reliability. Referrals are your strongest trust builders. When seeking recommendations, simplify the process by drafting the referral email yourself. Social proof reinforces your professionalism. To become indispensable, make clients feel anxious at the thought of your unavailability. Industry surveys show reliability outranks talent 2-to-1 when producers choose collaborators. When projects falter and tension rises, staying calm and solution-focused makes you invaluable. The ultimate phase shifts focus from clients to you. After mastering fundamentals, you can design your career and balance pain, client work, with rainbows, personal projects, and life. The highest-paid motion designer Kornman knows earned $260,000 in 1 year by double and triple booking himself, paying off his mortgage. You can make strategic decisions about trading time for money based on your priorities. Scale your income without working more hours by becoming a one-person studio, handling business while hiring freelancers for design and animation. Transitioning to remote work is essential for scaling, as you can't manage freelancers while sitting in someone else's studio. Your priorities will shift over time, and freelancing provides flexibility to adapt. For some, like Kyle Predke, it means taking months off to snowboard. For others, like Adam Plouffe and David Stanfield, it means structuring work around family. The key to success is identifying and owning your why, whether it's travel, family time, or financial freedom. With your creative skills in demand and the right approach, you can design not just beautiful animations, but a life that aligns with your values.